Learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that Belshazzar was the first to calculate that the 70 years of Golos Bavel was over, and he saw nothing happen, so he made a big party with the Kelim Beis Hamikdash. And his mistake was that he counted the 45 years of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. It says, L'malis Bavel, so he said, from when Bavel came to power, 45 years, plus 23 years of Evel Meroidach, which is 68, plus 2 years of Al-Shatzar, and the third year of Al-Shatzar, he took out the Kelim through 70 years. Achashverosh made a different mistake. Achashverosh says, you know where he came from? Golos Yochin, which is 8 years later. So it was 37 plus 23 plus 3 is 71, plus 5 years of Daryavesh and Kairesh, which makes it 76. And then he waited 2 years, which is 78. And then that was his cheshbon 8 years later. So that was his 70 years. But the real cheshbon was, it went till after the first year of Daryavesh. How is that? The Lechaira, if you count all the years, the real cheshbon was counted from Golos Sidkiyo, which is 18 years later. So if it's already cheshbon 78, so it should be another 10 years is 88. After 88 years, that's when it should be. 88 years from Nebuchadnezzar's reign. But it's not true. Because if you count, 45 plus 23 is 68, plus 3 is 71, plus another 5 is 76, plus Achashverosh's 14 years is 90 years already. It's not going to work out. It's not the good cheshbon. Why? Because you do 45 plus 23 is 68, plus the 3 years of Belshazzar 71, and if that was a 5 years, 76, plus 14 years is 90, so already should have came already, the Bavel should have been over. So the Gemara says that there was... In the middle of his reign. And we know that they didn't start building the expectors until after a year of Daryavesh.
78 plus 18?
No, because you have to count from 18, yeah.
Year 88, right, exactly.
Pidachem from year 88 should have been. From year 88, and he was king of around till 90. So the Gemara says that there was 2 years that you have to, that were not full years. First of all, between Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Meroidech was 1 year Mekutam. Like the bottom of the Amma says, Om Rav Shnayim Mekutayus Hava. First of all, it was two Mekutam there. And another difference was that the years of Daryavesh and Kairosh are only 4 years. It wasn't 3 years, only 4 years. So there is no, they knock off 2 years.
Five,
what? Instead of five, it was four. Instead of five, it was four. So if you do that, so let's do it this way. So do 18 years off the 45, it's because when you start counting, so it's 26 years of Nebuchadnezzar and 23 years of Evel Meroidech is really 49, but if you take it for a year, because that's Mekutai, it's 48. 48 plus 3 is 51, plus 4 years only for the next thing is 55, plus 14 years of Achashverosh is only 69. And now you have 1 year of Daryavesh, one more year of Daryavesh, and that's when, after 1 year of Daryavesh, he said, you can go back and build the Beis HaMikdash. So the verse says, Tayin HaMalchi, you tackle it to the Braisa, that the Buchanetz and Evel Meroidech was 1 year that was mixed with each other, because it says, Tayin HaMalchi, V'oid Shona Cheres to Bavel, V'oma Daryavesh V'Hashlima. Like the Braisa says, there was one more year that we miscounted, and Daryavesh came and filled up that year, and that is why the building of Beis HaMikdash happened a year after Achashverosh died, a year after Daryavesh came to power. Omar Rava, is like the Gemara on top of the base, after Daniel taught Bahai Cheshbana, Daniel also made this mistake in this Cheshbin, the Chsiv, B'shana Achas HaMalchoy, in the first year of the Malchoy, this is in the first, in by Kairesh and Daryavesh, by the beginning, that in the first year of Kairesh, he says, I also thought that now was the end of the Golos. B'noisi B'svarim, and I was my eye in the Svarim, and I realized, no, that it's really, we're off. Because he was the first thought like Belshazzar. And he thought that was over. You see, he made a mistake. Mechlal the Tah, Mekom Mokka Frekti Gemara, Koshu Kroy Adadi. Lamaisa, there's a kasha of the psukim to each other. Ksiv, Melois, Lebavel. Lamaisa, you know, Belshazzar made a mistake. But the psukim are a little shver. Because one says, one part is Melois, Lebavel. Sounds like Malchus Bavel. B'chziv l'char v'shishlayim, which happened l'maisa. So what is it? The Golas Tzikio, which is Char v'shishlayim, or l'malois bavel? What's takap shat? The steers in the psukim. One pasuk says that the Golas be over in the time of l'malois bavel shiv m'shana. L'malois bavel shiv m'shana efker eschem. Which means when Bavel, some like Malchus Bavel. On the other hand, says Char v'shishlayim. So what's the teretz? Amar Rava, that there was something that happened after 70 years of Malchus Bavel. Amar Rava, Pkida ba'alma. There was episode of Pkida ba'alma, and that means that there was they did start building the Beis Hamikdash by the first Kairish. By the first Kairish, they did start doing something. They started building the Beis Hamikdash. Behind the chesiv, koy amar koyrish melech paras kol mamleches arz nosan li Hashem lekei shmayim, who pocket alai libnois bayis birushlaim, and he told me to build Yerushalayim, and he says in the pasuk that whoever wants mi bechem cholama yia elikav imay veyal yil Yerushalayim, go over to Yerushalayim, have Yehuda even as base Hashem lekei shoh who lekim Hashem Yerushalayim. So he really allowed them to start building the Beis HaMikdash at that time. And the cheshbon of the pekida was, so what you do is like this: you count from the Malchus Bavel, so you count 44 years from Kibush, if you want to count from, not Malchus Bavel, from Kibush Yoyakim, when they captured Yoyakim, which is 44 years of Nebuchadnezzar, so 44 plus 23.
Not 45.
Well, not 45, because 45 is when Nebuchadnezzar got the power and he first captured Ashur, Assyria. The next year, he captured, he didn't send him to Gaza, he captured Yoyakim. So count from there, so it's 44 years, plus 23 years of Evel Meroidech, which is 67, but minus 1, because we said this is Shalom HaKatan, so 66. The 3 years of Bashatzar are 69. Then the next 1 year of the next king, which was Dayavesh, and then Kairish came to power after that, and that is when the first time they sent to build Beis Mikdash. But then it wasn't really built until a bunch of years later, like 22 years later, it wasn't really built. It wasn't built for a lot of years later in the days of Dayavesh, because that was Lechar versus Yerushalayim, which is 18 years later. Lechar versus Yerushalayim, Hakaponim, that's what happened later on. That's the cheshbon over here. So Pekida ba'alma taka happened earlier. And then later on, it was taka built. Darosh Rav Nachman bar Chisto, and it's an interesting darosh about this kairish. My dechsev says in the pasuk, "Koy amar Hashem leMashiach leKairish, Asher Chzakti biYemino." Says Hashem told his Mashiach Kairish, Asher Chzakti biYemino. Right? The Gemara v'chi Kairish Mashiach. Oh yeah, was Kairish? Kairish wasn't Mashiach. Hello, Amalei Kairish. Baruch Mashiach. Koy v'ani Eloch. I am complaining to you about Kairish. Al Kairish. Ani Amarti, he tells Mashiach, I'm complaining to you about Kairish. I told Kairish, Ani Amarti, v'hu yivne beisi. I said he should build the beis mikdash, v'kabitz kol yoysay, and he should v'kabitz the golos. V'hu Amar, he didn't say that. He said, v'chot mi v'chem v'chol amma yivayal. He said, whoever wants to go up, he should have gone up himself, Kairish. He wasn't a Yiddish king, but he should have gone up himself and built the beis mikdash. If he would have done that, up the Rashba, it would have been the Gula Shlema. I don't understand why, if a guy builds a Gula Shlema, but let's state. And therefore, Hashem tells Mashiach, you know, you could have came. If he would have built it himself, that it would have been fine, but he didn't do it. So Koy Amar Hashem leMashiachai, he complains leKairish Asher Chazak to be Yemino. I was Machazakim, and I told him to go build the Beis Hamikdash, but he didn't do it. He sent other people do it, and that didn't work out until years later when Dayavash came to power after Achashverosh, which was approximately 18 years later. So talking more about it. Now going back to Darshan, the Psukim in the Megillah. So in the Megillah it says he made a big party. We just learned because he thought that it was over, that the Yidden weren't going back to Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says that he showed her his whole, he made a big party, and he showed his whole Oysher, and he invited everyone. Who did he invite? Chel, Paras, Umaday, Apartamen. The Chel, Paras, Umaday, and Apartamen. Apartamen means like the governors. And it says governors next to the word Madai. It sounds like the governors came from Madai. V'chsiv. It says at the end of the Megillah, L'malchi, Madai, Aparas. It seems like the kings came from Madai and not from Paras. And the first part sounds the Paratimim came from Madai. So the Shtikla Astira, Omar Rava, Asnuya Asnu, because it seems like it's not Astira yet. We'll see. It's kind of a Melech and the governors from the same nation. They were all over the same area. So Omar Rava, because Achsheres owned the whole thing. Achsheres owned the whole world. He's the king of the whole world. So the partimim are either from Madai or from Paras. So they can't be Malchei Paras and partimim from Paras. So the problem is the Pasuk says, Madai partimim says Malchei Madai. It says Malchei Madai. And it says partimim from Madai. So that's just a stira. So Amar Rava, Snuya Asdei Bahadodi, they made up a tanai between them. If from our nation we appoint the king, Menaychu Africhi, from you will be the governors. If from you are the kings, so then from us will be the governors. So by the beginning of the Megillah, where Achashverosh was king, so there the kings were from Paras and the mother of the Partimim. At the end of the Megillah, we're talking about what it says in the Kisvei HaSvarim, there it says, Malchei Madai Uparas, because by that time, the kings were from Madai, from Media, and not from Persia. Zogtim Maravaita, it says, Baharoisa is Oysha Kvoy Malchusa. He showed off his wealth and his covered, his honor of his malchus, of his kingdom. Arav Yisra Chanina, what does it mean, Kvoy Malchusa? Arav Yisra Chanina, Malamich, Lovash Big De Kuna. Not only did he bring out the Kalim, he put on the Big De Kuna Gedoyla, Rashi says. Big day kuhuna, ksiv hacha yakar teferes gudla. So that's what it says in the pasuk over here. It says in the pasuk that he showed off his yakar teferes gudla. So by haroyz is oisha kvoy machusa ves yakar teferes gudla. So yom rabim. So yakar teferes gudla, ksiv hacha on lechavoid ul lisafaras. And it says in this pasuk, lechavoid ul lisafaras, that teaches us that just like chavoid lisafaras is big day kuhuna, here also, it's big day kuhuna. Hey, no big day kuhuna gedayla. So they say from Lashon Yakar, that teaches us the big day kuhuna gedayla. The pasuk goes further. He put on big day kuhuna, and the pasuk goes further. After he finished those days, he made a new party for the people in Shushan. The first party was for the people around the whole entire kingdom. The second one was for Shushan. So Rav Shmuel, the machlekes, chaim melech pekeach. Some say he was a melech that was a pekeach. He was a smart melech. He knew what he was doing. He was not a smart melech. It was a good idea for him first to bring close the whole kingdom and make them feel good, because he just went to war against them and just captured most of the world. So people were upset at him. So he made everyone feel good around the whole kingdom. That Bereisha first. The Bnei Masa, because the people from his own city, from Shushan, call him as the Bayim of Fire. You don't have to do it right away. We'll take care of them. They're always here. So that's why it was a pikchus. It was very smart what he did. Mandiyama's Tipashaya says, no. The Bayim Kruvi Bnei Masa Bereisha, first take care of your people around you, because the Mardu Bei Hanach, if other people rebel against you, Hanah Avakayim Adai, they're going to stick up for you. They're the ones who are your guys. They're right next to you. They're going to take care of you. So therefore, it's Mechleikas, if this was a good thing and not a good thing, it's a Shaila, if he's a Tipash of Ekeach. This is a real Shaila about Achsferis throughout the whole Megillah. Was he smart or was he a Tipash? Shol Talmidav as Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The Talmid of Shimon Yochai asked him, "Pemana Chayiv is the name of Yisrael Shavuosidar Kliya. Why was Klai Yisrael Chayiv to be destroyed? There was a Gzeira against them. Without the Tshuva, they would have been destroyed. What's without the big Nais? What did they do wrong that they deserve such a Einish?" Amar Lahem. So Shimon Yochai says to Talmidim, "Imratem, you want me to hear what you say?" Or Maloi, they answer, "Because they were Nana from the Suda, and says the whole ear of Shushan came." Including all the Eden, it sounds like. And since they were Nana for Suda Avayis Rasha, they were Chayiv Kliya. And the Shaila is, so that's Chayiv Misa? You go to a holiday party, you Chayiv Misa? What's Pshat? So some Rishonim say they serve Trefis there, Chelev and Dam. Things that are not kosher, that's Chayiv Karas. That's one Pshat. Another Pshat is, because what was this party for? The Gemara says the party was because he was excited that the he's not going out of Galus, he's staying here. No Beis HaMikdash. So that also, that's Chayiv Misa. And there's other Pshatim, some say, you know, the Baal Musa said, Nehenu, they were Nehenu. They shouldn't have to be, you know, shouldn't have enjoyed it so much. Nehenu, okay. Akapanim, that was the Pshat. Im Kain, Freyta Gemara, Im Kain, Shibis Shushan, Yargu, Shalom Kula. If that's a Taina of them, so only Shushan should be killed, not Shalom Kula, all the Eden and the whole Malchus, the whole kingdom, what did they do wrong? And we know the Xer was on the whole Malchus. So, Amrulai, so he said, Emor Ata, so the Tamidim Tavshim Rechai, okay, so you say Pshat. Amlehem, I'll tell you Pshat. And Shashtachavu L'Tzelem, because they bow down to Tzelem. Rashi says it means when? In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, which the Mashal explains, because by Hananya, Mashal, Vazariah, it's now like only those three didn't bow down. Everyone else bowed down to Avayazara. So they did Avayazara, therefore they were Chayiv Kliya. If it's Avodah Zarah, is there like a way to get out of that? There's a nais for them? They only did it b'nei Ayira because they were scared. After Kodesh Baruch Hu lost them, Kodesh Baruch Hu only at the end of the day made them scared. They didn't destroy them. That Hashem, if they didn't do it Maliba, Hashem gives them tzaras. And that's what happened. He got major tzaras of Alamayis that they didn't attack a dog. Now, why didn't, break the Masha, why didn't the Gemara say, Shtachavu Lahaman? Why have to come to tell him, Vechunetza, say, bow down to Haman? So the Masha asked this question. He says, what happened to Haman? So he says, Avalonichale Lefarish, Shtachavu Lahaman. The Mashma, the Mordechai Loy Shtachavu, Avashar Shtachavu Loy. He says, it sounds like everyone else bowed down, only Mordechai not. So he says, the Haman also Elah, Elah Shah Melech Tziva Lashtachva Isloy, Rebbeinu Kavod. They weren't bowing down to Haman as a Avodah Zarah. They were bowing down to him just as Kavod, like he was like the governor, they were bowing down to him. Now it's Avodah Zarah, therefore that wasn't a Taina. Mordechai still didn't want to do it, they didn't want to bow down to any man, they don't bow down to a man. But Akaponim, that's why he says it's only us the Vuchanetzah to tell him that Vuchanetzah put up there. And it's a big shiloh if that was also a real tell him because it's like it's Taisa Serenity, because here it sounds like that Mpnei Yira is Mutta, Ayat Harg Vloyavar. So it's a shiloh had to learn different Terutzim to say that on that Kasha. Akaponim, there's two Pshatim in what the Chait was, but the first Chait, it sounds like the Gemara slugged it up. The Gemara says because only Shushan should die. So the real Chait was Shtach Vlahel Tselem Bemei Vuchanetzah. The problem is Rashi and Megillah brings them both Pshatim. So it sounds like Rashi holds the first pshat still stays, at least for the people in Shushan, that the reason was Nenu Musadasai Shel Oisai Rasha Shalach Hashverish. It says Vayter in the Megillah that where was this party? It says Bechatzar, Ginas, Bisan Hamelach. Three places it says Chatzar, that's like a courtyard. Ginas is a garden, and Bisan is like the orchard where the trees are. So Rav Shmuel Charama Haroy Lachatzar Chatzar. The people, it was like different levels. The royal chatzar went to the chatzar. The royal legina, there was more chashiv with the legina. The royal lebison. It was different levels of people. How chashiv they were, they got a better seat. The chad amar, the other man says no, it wasn't shot like that. Hashivim bechatzar. He started off the party in the chatzar, and it got such a big crowd. Leichsigasam. So they put him in the legina. They spread out to the legina. Put extra tables in the legina. Leichsigasam. Achachlisam lebison. He landed up in the bison, in the orchard, where the trees are. Leichsigasam. Then he had enough room. Masita Tana, Hashivam Bechatzer, or Pasachim Shnei Pesachim. It's really in the Chatzer, and there are two doors on both sides. Achas Aginav, Achas Libison, on both sides. That's where they spread out. So it says Vayit in the Megillah about the decorations at this party. It says Chur Karpas Uscheles Ochus Bechav Libutz Vagomon Aglile Kesef Amudei Sheish Mitei Zav Kesef Aritzvas Bat Vesheish Vedar Vesecharis. And we're going to dash in every word of this pasuk. First of all, what's Chur Karpas Uscheles? So karpas chayas is a different type of linens. What's chur? My chur. Rav Amar, chori. It's these curtains that are made, they're sewed a certain way. It looks like it has little holes, like needlepoint. Chori. B'shmul Amar, milas levana. Chur is lashon of white. It was white sheets. Hetzilem. They put them out on top. They used to sit on couches. On the couches, there's white sheets. What's karpas? And reis b'chinina, karim shal pasim. These comfortable pillows made out of silk. Al-Glile Kesef, these curtains were hanging on these poles of Kesef Amudei Sheish and marble pillars. Mita Zav Kesef, beds made out of Zav Kesef. Tanya, Rav Yudai Meroyle Kesef. If you were a certain chashivas, you got a silver bed. Meroyle Zav. If you were very chashiv, you got a gold bed. It's not good. People the Suda be jealous. You got a gold bed, I got a silver bed. Ella, Hemshel Kesef, the beds were made out of Kesef, Arglayim Shazav, and the legs were made out of Zav. You're going to ask me, we just said that Bechatzar, Arayel Lechatzar, Bison, that we're worried about Kina there? That's Taisus Kasha. Taisus answers that there, you didn't see each other. If they're different rooms, you don't see each other. But here, in the same room, you should have a silver, I have a gold, that makes them jealous, and therefore he argues that that was the case. The pasuk goes first as Bat Vashesh. What does that mean? Omrav Asi, what does Bahat mean? It's Avonim Shemeschoitotois Abalahim. It's certain stones that people really dig after. They love these stones, they dig after them. Very, very precious stones. Pchenu Aimer, Avni Nezer, Vesnois Almasai. See, Eloshin also by Avonim, Eloshin Nesoyin, that they look and they try to search for them. That's what that you see by stones, we use to Eloshin. So here, Bahat means Meschoitotois. And Vashesh is marble. So even stones and marble, The floor is made out of beautiful stones, and different precious stones and marble. V'darvi secharis. Rav Ami, what does it mean? Rav Ami, dori, dori. It means rows. And secharis means around and around. So someone first means, it means like those round tables. And this, therefore, no one was on the head table. Everyone was on a round table. Everyone in the same spot. No one was mukhash than the other ones, the round tables. V'shmul Ami, loshen darvi secharis, something else. Evan tovi, yes, v'kracha yam v'dara. There's a stone, a precious stone, that you find in the faraway place called Dara. They put it in the middle of the Suda and it lit up the day like Tzaraim. The Loshon Secheres, Loshon of Siaro, Loshon of Tzaraim. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, Shekara Dura L'chol Ba'ez Chayra. By this party, it was tax-free. It was tax-free this whole time of his party. 180-day party, there was no taxes. That's what Dar V'Secheres means. Loshon of Schayra and Dar is Loshon of free. They freed all the taxes on Schayres, on the Schayra. And then Pasuk says further, "Vashkoisam, vahashkois beklizah, vekelim, vekelim shaynim, v'yeimach esrav giyala melech." That's the Pasuk says. He gave him to drink in his kelim shaynim. What does that mean? Just say like different kelim. You know, different kelim, unique kelim. Amarava, no, it means like this. Yotze Basko, because we know he used the kelim of Beis Mikdash. Yotze Basko of Amra, lehem reshoinim kol upnei kelim. Balshatzer already died because of using this kelim. At the shoinim b'hem, Shoinim also doing it the second time. You're doing it again. You're doing the same thing again. The yein malchus rav, a lot of wine from the kingdom, from the malchus. What does it mean a lot of wine? Everyone got wine older than them. If they were 70 years old, they got wine 71 years old. The pasuk is Vayit Vashtiyah Kados. The Shtiyah was Kados. What's Dos mean? My Kados. Like what it says in the Torah. Ma Dasol Torah Achilim Ruv Shtiyah. Just like by Torah, which means by the Nesachim. What was more? The Soilas was more than the Yayin and Shemet. Sachilim Ruv Shtiyah. The eating was more than shtiyah. After Shadosh Yosef Rosh, Achilim Ruv Shtiyah. That a lot of wine, that more food. And Tosfos asks, that the Gemara says, you shouldn't eat more than you drink. So he says, it's only if you eat much more than you drink. So you see, you have to drink a lot. Zod the Gemara Vayta, it says, ain't oinis. They didn't force anyone to drink. Omer Rav Elazar, Malayim Tchol Echav Echad Eshkol Miyayim Adonasa. Everyone got wine they were used to, from their region. Because people are used to the wine from their region. That's why people in America drink cream red, because it comes from New York. Lasik Ketzayin Ishvish. It says in the pasuk, Lasik Ketzayin Ishvish. Everyone did like their rotzen. Pasuk Pshat is, and it still also means that he did everyone's rotzen. If they wanted, he wanted this, he wanted that. That's what he got. The Gemara says drasha about this also. Amar Rava, Lasik Ketzayin Mordechai v'Haman. They did like the rotzen of Ishvish is Mordechai v'Haman. Mordechai dechsev Ish Yehudi, Haman dechsev Ish Tzar Oyvayev. As Dr. Masho, what it means is Mordechai asked for kosher food, so he did like he wanted, and Haman asked for shrimp, and he did like he wanted. Lasik Ketzayin Ishvish. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Okay, we'll stop over here. Let's continue on the next recording.